Hi, it's Holly Tuke from Life of a Blind Girl. Today, I'm going to share some tips on digital well-being. Tip number one is really important. It's to fill your feeds with the things you enjoy. We can often feel pressured to follow celebrities or people in the specific niches that we think we should be following because our friends or family might do the same. It's not a popularity contest. Filling your feeds and your timelines with the things that matter to you is really important because it will mean that you will enjoy using those digital spaces a lot more compared to if you're just mindlessly scrolling through. And that leads me nicely onto the next point. Limit scrolling. I'm sure we've all been there when we scroll through Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok aimlessly when we should have been probably doing some important chores or some tasks that we really need to get done. Limiting scrolling helps you to find a good balance between limiting your use of social media, not getting too bogged down, and just being in the moment and present in every single day. The next tip is to take a break if you need to. The news and social media can sometimes feel really heavy. If you feel like it's getting too much, don't be afraid to log out of your apps. Take a break, even delete them if you need to. Your accounts and the things that matter to you are still going to be there when you feel you can come back and you're ready to do so. And finally, use platforms you enjoy. As blind and partially sighted people, we can often be up against accessibility on digital platforms. Some social media platforms aren't always the most accessible, and the same goes for websites. So use the platforms you enjoy using because it will make your time on social media and navigating the internet much more fun and enjoyable. Those are just some of my tips on digital well-being. Thank you so much for listening.